Have you ever heard of male dogs? Not male dogs, M-A-L-E, as in the masculine half of the species. Dogs that actually carried letters and packages in the days of the old American West, and pooches that tagged along with mail carriers so loyally that they became the stuff of legend. A scruffy mixed terrier named Ownie, for instance. He just got his own U.S. Postal Service stamp, one of the so-called forever stamps that will be good for first-class postage no matter how high rates go in the future. Ownie was a pal of the clerks at the Albany, New York post office in the late 1800s. He even spent the night there and would tag along when the clerks went to the railway station to pick up incoming mail pouches. Before long, he was catching rides in the mail-sorting cars aboard the trains and soon was touring the entire country by rail, a sort of canine hobo given a lifetime pass by the entire postal service. He even traveled the world on mail-carrying steamships. After Ownie's death, his body was preserved. In fact, it has recently been fixed up a bit and is now the favorite attraction at the National Postal Museum in Washington, D.C. The late postal pal is displayed there, along with several of the dog tags and other tokens given to him by his human buddies over the years. That's not just because mail clerks liked the little mutt. He was also a good luck charm. Busy mail trains had their share of accidents, but never once did a train derail with Ownie aboard. So, Ownie remains an enduring postal mascot, so much so that later this month, the Postal Service will launch an interactive e-book about him and an app for handheld devices in which a three-dimensional Ownie look-alike jumps and barks. He doesn't sort the mail, though, so far as we know. I'm Ted Landfair.